The conversation about women's issues got a lot hotter after last week's presidential debate.
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
As part of our 30 Issues in 30 Days series, WNYC's Karen Frillman says it's unusual for women's rights to be such a central part of the discussion so late in the campaign.
This election was supposed to be about jobs and the economy, period.
As I go across the country and ask women, what can I do to help? What they speak about day in and day out is, help me find a good job.
But binders full of women has entered the lexicon. Here's Jon Stewart on The Daily Show.
Binder of women, book of broads, notebook of nipples, whatever.
But if the discussion is heating up in the virtual world, the actual details of what's at stake remains tumbled for some young voters. Washington Square Park is a stone's throw from where nurse Margaret Sanger first began to distribute birth control 100 years ago in 1912. A Planned Parenthood clinic nearby bears her name. The Romney Ryan ticket has stated they will cut federal funds for Planned Parenthood if they're elected. On a recent warm afternoon, Teresa Eakin took a break from classes with some friends as a jazz trio played nearby. I asked her about whether she favors abortion.
Yes, and I would be pro-life. I definitely believe it's the woman's choice, not anyone else's choice, to what they do with their own body.
But a friend interjects.
Well, you're pro-life. Aren't you against abortion?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're pro-life, yeah.
So
you're
it's the woman's choice,
so you're
yes.
Against pro-life.
No,
You're pro-choice.
Pro-choice, yes. Thank you. I'm sorry.
If young women are confused about whose life they're considering when they enter the polling booth, it's not surprising. It's almost 40 years since the landmark Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision paved the way for legal abortions, and New York had legal access before that. Carol Jaffe, a sociologist at UC San Francisco and author of Dispatches from the Abortion Wars, says abortions haven't been normalized into the healthcare system here the way they have in other Western countries.
The growth of the freestanding clinics right after Roe, in many ways, it was a very positive development, offering very safe abortion care at lower prices in hospitals. But it had the unintended effect of marginalizing abortion from the rest of the healthcare system.
The Obama administration argues it has tried to counter that trend.
There's some other issues that have a bearing on how women succeed in the workplace. For example, their healthcare.
Here's the president at the last debate.
In my health care bill, I said insurance companies need to provide contraceptive coverage to everybody who's insured, because this is not just a health issue, it's an economic issue for women.
The Romney-Ryan ticket, for its part, has sent a mixed message. Romney called himself pro-choice as a Massachusetts governor, but now says he's against abortion, except in cases of rape and incest. Ryan doesn't believe in abortion under any circumstances, but would follow Romney's position. Here's Ryan speaking at his debate to moderator Martha Raddatz.
If the Romney-Ryan ticket is elected, should those who believe that abortion should remain legal be worried?
We don't think that unelected judges should make this decision, that people through their elected representatives and reaching a consensus in society through the democratic process should make this determination.
But four of the nine members of the Supreme Court are over 70 years old, so the next occupant of the White House might have the opportunity to appoint one or more justices. And it would not take much to overturn the Roe decision. Republicans are arguing that abortion is not a deciding issue. Republican pollster and CEO of Women Trend, Kellyanne Conway, spoke on the NewsHour recently.
It's absolutely correct that the next president and vice president will be decided ultimately by women, but it's absolutely a false premise to believe that there are, quote, women's issues and that they all have to do with, waist down. What about waist up?
The discussion has veered from the economy with no signs of abating. A consensus in a society through the democratic process just 2 weeks away. For WNYC, I'm Karen Frillman.